All right. You know what? But why am I yeah. teasing you like
when
that?
When you're right here.
Well, I know why I'm teasing you like that, because I'm trying to keep you to stick around. But
it's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
This is the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show.
All right. Checking in at...
Number 5.
Hillary Clinton. Aiming at Texas Senator Ted Cruz's stance on guns, was at an event in Dubuque, Iowa today.
One of the leading candidates running for the Republican nomination, Ted Cruz, bragging that he stopped the bipartisan legislation. Shame on you, Ted Cruz.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz getting it from all sides, isn't he?
He really is.
Here's a guy.
But he's emerged, you know, the second guy behind Trump, with everybody else sort of falling behind on the Republican side. And then the biggest news was about Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, that he's ahead in some polls in Iowa now and up to 14 points ahead in New Hampshire.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Trump-Sanders.
That could happen. We could be heading there.
Trump Sanders. I would rather have Colonel Sanders than Bernie Sanders. With the new Colonel Sanders commercials where he's like on a college campus with white headphones. Although, if you know anything about the real Colonel Sanders, everything in his life was white.
Oh.
All right, but wait. She also says that gun lobbyists have too much power.
Anybody who cares about real reform in our political system, who cares about making a difference that will literally, in this case, save lives, has to stand with us against the gun lobby.
All right.
And you can imagine that'll be part of the State of the Union tonight when the president speaks.
Yes, undoubtedly, because there is some politics in the timing of the decision by the White House to do the executive order, the way that the executive order is being marketed. Mm-hmm. There's clearly a campaign going on here, because you're also seeing it from the fundraising end as well. I mean, the narrative by the DNC and their fundraising efforts right now is all about support the president on guns. Mm-hmm. And that's the way they are making money and and the president saying that he would not support any Democratic candidate for Congress who does not support his, or any candidate, Congress, Senate, or even state races, which he very rarely would get involved in, but if he is asked to get involved in, he won't support anybody who doesn't support his position on this.
Right, and he just had the town hall meeting on CNN, of course, on the very issue, and the timing of that, I'm sure, was not coincidental. It is going to be a big push tonight and moving forward for what the time he has left as president.
You know, that whole CNN thing.
You didn't like it?
No, because...
You felt one-sided, do you think, or you just...
Well, I'm not... I look at... The president actually articulated this. The gun situation in this country is, to my estimation here, every side misunderstands the other side. Because, and they're arguing about something that has absolutely nothing to do with violence in America. Far less to do with violence in America than constitutional right to a gun or anything like that. The people who are shooting people, and whether they're crazy, there's somebody who's just had a psychological break from reality, as you've seen in situations from the Colorado shooters to the Gabby Gibbons shooting to the Sandy Hook to any of those kinds of things. Then you've got urban violence, gang violence, drug related violence,
of which we've had a lot in Chicago. We've had 110
shootings since the first of the year.
And police officers I've talked to said that it's especially surprising. I mean, that number alone is just startling and sad in so many ways, but we've had cold weather, and typically you see a little bit of a fall off sometimes. I know they say maybe that doesn't happen, but it does. And yet, 110 shot this year, so early in the year.
And I can promise you, of those 110 so shooters in that case, they are not thinking about the Second Amendment when they're purchasing their guns illegally.
You can't imagine they are.
And so the point is that all this debate that has been raging on for decades now in America about the Second Amendment and access to guns and background checks and all those, that has absolutely nothing to do with the real life violence that it's trying to fix. And that's the problem. And no one has the political courage to address that issue and put guns as a secondary piece behind the sociological issues that are really afoot here. But whatever, and the psychological, social psychological issues in terms of how we deal with mental illness and stuff like that. That's just way, 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 secondary. And no matter what you do, I mean, Chicago had the strongest gun laws for years and years and years and years in the country, and we still had 500 murders a year.
But the president is trying to bring some more protections against those who are mentally ill. You just don't know how enforceable they are. He wants to allow doctors to be able to report it without fear of legal, action on their behalf to say if they think someone should not be owning a gun. He wants that to be a reality in America and be part of the consideration when you apply for a gun ownership license. But what happens, who knows?
Again, we'll see. It's the big we'll see. Oh, great, like the kids.
It sounds good.
Are
it
we
does.
Going to Disneyland? We'll see.
Well, you know what that means.
Number four.
Governor Rauner was on with Steve Cochran this morning on the morning show here on 720 WGN and says he is not pleased with Mayor Emanuel on many levels, and one being school reform.
Unfortunately, I've become very, very disappointed in the mayor on multiple levels. I'm not going to talk this morning about these tragedies with the police shootings, but in terms of economic leadership and education leadership, the mayor so far has been very different in private discussions than he has been in public, and I'm disappointed by that. He's not fighting to get reforms for the state.
All right.
A lot of divisiveness going on and no signs of any kind of a budget.
By the way, I think that Bruce Rauner should be, in terms of health care, we could use him in this state as a way to put people to sleep who have sleep disorders.
Not the most charismatic speaker.
No, you can make him do that. And, I got to just tell you something, a little bit of credit for our colleague Steve Cochran, who has been the only guy to consistently get Bruce Rauner to speak on these issues and to make news. And it just tells you, with all of the media outlets and sources, whether it's broadcast or internet or print or whatever it happens to be in this city, is why that morning, our morning show, I'm so proud to be associated with WGN, because our morning show actually helps drive the agenda for what happens here. We hope we have a little piece in that, too, but they're doing just a great job with that. And they got Rauner to talk about it, including this.
He knows that the reforms I'm recommending could help the city of Chicago tremendously, and I have offered significant financial support for Chicago Public Schools. But so far, the mayor is not embracing our recommendations publicly, and privately he does, but not publicly, and he's not pushed the speaker, and he's allowed the speaker to block reform and be very intransigent.
That actually,
that's
obviously
interesting. Isn't it fascinating?
Now that behind-the-scenes squabble has just pulled, just spilled out now. On to, thanks to Steve Cochran in that show. Now we get to hear what's really going on. I mean, that's a big, big, big deal right there. And then finally, nope, nothing more. That's it. Bruce Rauner has no longer spoken.
He had a lot to say, but those are great highlights.
All right, here we go. Top 5 continues. Oh, boy. Here you go. Get ready for this one. You're not going
to
believe it.
I can't wait to hear this one.
Number 3.
All right. Now, there's a little bit of a spoiler alert here on that making of a murderer, but I have to give it to you anyway.
Wait, why do you have to give it to just set this up?
Well, because you have to explain who these people are who are doing this.
Okay, he's a central character. You don't have to tell too much.
This is Brad Dassey, the brother of Brandon Dassey. Brandon Dassey is the nephew of Stephen Avery. Stephen Avery is the guy that is the centerpiece of that Netflix series.
No, right. I'm not going to watch it. That's it.
You ruined it for
now
Connor.
Now I'm not going to watch it, bro. Come on.
Stephen Avery. This is after the first episode, you figure this out. Stephen Avery gets accused of and then convicted of a murder that he says, and in court proceedings today, says that he did not commit. And also his nephew, Brandon, was convicted as an accomplice. I'm sorry if I gave too much away.
Right. Same crime.
Of the same crime.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
First time around, wrongfully convicted. Second time, guilty with Brendan.
Right. Of two different sets of crimes.
Two different crimes.
So Brandon's brother, Brad, has released a protest rap song to argue that his brother's conviction and Stephen's conviction totally wrong. Let us now take a listen.
He's suspicious, she's suspicious. Everybody thinks these two just did it. Killed the girl, such a whirlwind. Got the whole world talking, talking trash. Just stick to the facts. Leave alone Mr. Krabs. Dude's trying to run, trying to hide. Random Minnesota, give the guy a soda. Just trying to live his life. Why you gotta talk smack? They didn't do it, they didn't do it. Come to your senses, everything is just foolish. Things clearly show that it was just a joke. Cops were only there just to prod and poke. Not a fair
trial. Oh my God.
10 hours of writing and recording to produce that. That's what you get.
That's 9 hours and 55 minutes they'll never get back.
Hey, give him credit. He's just trying to support someone he believes in, and he's getting attention for it. I know you wouldn't give him credit, but I say give him credit.
That makes Will Smith seem like Bob Dylan right there, doesn't it? Sort of. It's kind of like, you know, Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't expecting the, like, insane clown posse vibe. I was thinking he was going to go more like Gordon Lightfoot, but apparently...
No.
Oh, because he's from that part of the world?
Well, that's kind of what I guessed.
He's a Christian rapper is the way he describes himself.
Christian rapper.
So he didn't use any swear words.
You know, a little more ICP than, well, maybe not quite, but...
Oh, yeah, okay, that's what it was like.
He's a little like Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Again,
Vanilla is the word.
Vanilla Ice is like John Lennon compared to what we just heard. All right.
If he gets attention, then I think that's probably good.
Yeah. Okay.
For him and his brother.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Number two.
During last night's episode of The Late Show, Stephen Colbert examined how it was that El Chapo was tracked down by Mexican authorities, all because he wanted someone to make a movie about it. Colbert still believed that Chapo's movie, it's still a possibility.
Sure.
And he took it upon himself to audition for the role as El Chapo himself.
Nah, see, I'm El Chapo, see? I run this here Mexico. You'll never take me alive, coppers. El Bango Bango. El Bango Bango.
Well, you tell the DEA that El Chapo here just stole back the Millennium Falcon. For good this time. Let's go, Chewie.
What do you mean my donkey ate all the drugs? I told you to get a drug mule. Ay, caramba.
Yeah, I don't think he makes it. I don't think he cuts it.
I think El Chapo just issued another death warrant, is what I think just happened right there. Remember when El Chapo said he wanted to get Trump? Now he's going to get Colbert, too. That's the strangest 1-2 punch in American history, political history.
Yeah, right there. But they'd be all tied together.
Yeah.
We may be seeing El Chapo here in Chicago soon. You never know how that extradition thing all works out.
That is the most likely place for him to be tried, is right here in the federal courts in Chicago. Imagine that. All right, and finally.
Number one.
Speaking of Donald Trump, he stopped by the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and... he told Jimmy that a race between he and Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton would draw voters to the polls.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an extraordinarily handsome person. I have a beautiful head of hair.
I noticed that, yeah.
I was always a good student, and I always worked hard.
And he's a very small ego, and he's very humble.
That was actually him answering the question of if this is a job interview.
Yeah.
What would you say about yourself?
Point out in terms of your positives.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That could take a while.
I don't know that I'm going to be able to properly process what I have just experienced. I don't know that I think that there is something that happened there that I can't quite put my finger on, and it just doesn't seem right.
In the top five at five, or just kind of today overall?
No, it's definitely the top five at five. Just made me a little queasy.
The top five at five.